about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So on the previous hour, we were about to talk about sweating under the armpits and hyperhidrosis. Many of us get the pit stains and we ruin our shirts and we worry about the smell. And some of us, we even sweat on our palms. And so when we try to shake people's hands, we're afraid to. We always have to feel like we got to dry our hands off. Sometimes our feet sweat a lot. That's called hyperhidrosis. Hyper meaning active. Hydrosis, wet. And multiple treatments have been out there. You know, many people use dry sol, which is a kind of very similar to like an antiperspirant, etc. It's kind of one of the strongest ones on the market. Sometimes that doesn't work. We've even used Botox treatment. Well, now they have ultrasound. An ultrasound treatment where apparently the American Academy of Dermatology has been had presented this. It's called microfused ultrasound. It's approved by the US FDA right now for the cosmetic indication of, I guess they call it non-invasive lift. Are they talking about, what are they talking about? We're talking about sweat here. Anyway, the first study involved about 14 patients with an average baseline gravimetric sweat production of 166 milligrams at 5 minutes. Wow. Don't you think that base it on fluid? We do. In science, we weigh fluid as grams. Anyway, so that's a lot of sweat. Okay, for most patients, what they did is they numbed them up with lidocaine and epinephrine, injected bilaterally, followed with ultrasound treatment. And then they did a dummy procedure on the other side. And to test the effect of the different anesthetic approaches, a subset of patients had lidocaine only, as opposed to without, I guess, the anesthesia or the epinephrine or the ultrasound using a plastic grid. Anyway, so they did all this stuff and they looked and it looks like that their new treatment did decrease 60% reduction in sweat. Now, some of you are like, Dahlia, I don't care about that. I don't get sweaty armpits. Well, a lot of people out there do. Okay. Hyperhidrosis is pretty common, but many people don't talk about it. There's a lot of people that go, Dahlia, I always have to wear undershirts. Dahlia, I always have to carry deodorant around all the time. I even put Kleenex under my arms. It could be pretty debilitating, especially for many of you that work with the public. I hear you. I get that. So if they do have certain treatments that work, I think it's great. I don't really understand why the ultrasound needs numbing medicine. It's the kind of, I mean, I know Botox hurts going in, but they weren't numbing people up. They were just injecting the Botox into the underarm. But maybe, you know, a lot of times with these anesthetics, if they do have epinephrine causes vasoconstriction. The vasoconstriction could maybe cause less of the fluid perfusion, but usually sweat glands are sweat glands. We aren't dealing with a vascular system when it comes to that. But it's interesting because when I was at a dermatology conference, they showed electron microscopy of underarm sweating, and you saw how the sweat kind of goes up the gland and what happens when you put your antiperspirant on. And the antiperspirant clogs up the sweat ducts. We've talked about this. And what I was taught at this conference is you tell your patients, just, you know, for regular sweat, put your deodorant on at night before you go to bed, so it has time to go into the ducts and clog it up. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, there's aluminum in antiperspirants, and now you're getting aluminum into the body. Well, I don't know. You know, I don't think there's been enough studies on if deodorant hurts people or if antiperspirant hurts people. But what I do know is if you are going to use it, you may want to use it when it's the most ideal. And the most ideal is to, from what I understand, you actually put it on at night. Then it but you see, you have to shower. You have to do your showering the night before. Okay? You shower the night before, then you put the deodorant on, then you go to bed, and you get up. Now, you see, for me, I like to shower first thing in the morning. Well, actually, I shower at night before I go to bed because I like the hot water. It helps me fall asleep, so I just take a very hot shower. It relaxes muscles, and then I can fall asleep. But in the morning, I take a shower because I want to be super clean. I want my hair pretty. It's easier to pluck my eyebrow, my unibrow, make it nice. Two unibrows, right. And so, for me, sorry, deodorant goes on in the morning. But again, I don't have the hyperhidrosis issue, so I don't have to, plan or strategize. But I got to tell you something that made me stop sweating, I was always surprised, is I did years ago the hair removal, the laser hair removal. Now, I had a reaction to it. Okay, my legs blew up. They actually had to put me on some steroids. I mean, I really inflamed and had an allergic reaction. But I didn't have a reaction to the underarms, and it actually took away the hair, and it must have fried my sweat glands. And I don't know how healthy that is, but I don't sweat. Now, I'm sure I stink just like anybody else would. Give me an onion burger and you'll smell it all day, right? And I do have my share of gas, but in terms of underarm sweating, I don't have it. And so, I'm wondering if they've done a study on, people that have had underarm hair removal, people that have done underarm hair removal, if they've noticed that they sweat less. That's kind of interesting. Now, did you guys know that male bikini waxing is huge? I didn't know that men bikini wax. Yeah, apparently the biggest craze now with men is bikini waxing. I didn't think, no offense to men, okay? No offense to men, but I didn't think men tolerate that kind of pain. I mean, women have been ripping hair out by their roots, I guess, as the day is long. And okay. Let me see. Now, what else do they have here? Looks like they have another... I'm trying to see if they have another type of a suggestion for underarm sweat. Well, anyway, all right. So, but you know what, men, if you do bikini wax, I'm sure you'll sweat under your arm, okay? I mean, it hurts. It hurts. But that's kind of interesting. Guys do like to get, why? Because a 40-year-old virgin made it look cool. Yeah, people that saw the 40-year-old virgin, right, and he was getting waxing, and they thought that Steve Carell looked all sexy. That's why guys are doing it. Well, you know what? You guys are cool. But listen, women like hair. We've talked about the misconceptions. Men think they can't go bald. Women won't like them. Bald men are sexy. Men think they have to be hairless. No. Sometimes hair is sexy. So guys, don't hurt yourselves, all right? Don't go away. We'll be back. More Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is kind of interesting. UCLA had apparently sent out emails to 900 people who was on the waiting list saying you got accepted. They were all happy. Everybody was happy. And then they go, oops, our bad. No, you shouldn't have gotten that email. So the school had to apologize to about 900 students saying, no, the emails were an oversight and you're still only on the waiting list. Now, I didn't realize schools send emails now. Of course, you know, email didn't exist when I, you know, was trying to get to medical school. So, you know, I had to wait for a letter. And boy, that was probably the longest month of my life. Every day going to my P.O. box. You know, when you're in college and you're living in multiple different apartments, depending on, you know, who needs a roommate, you end up getting a P.O. box. And you could only, you know, go to your mail when the P.O. box was open. And I would pray and pray every day. And then finally the letter would come in. and said I was accepted. And I was like, yay. And I remember telling everybody, you know, in the post office, and everybody was clapping. Like, yeah, I think they were just clapping because they were sick of me being there every day, you know, going into my P.O. box. I remember it was P.O. box 70770. You know, so I was thinking 777, you know, living in Las Vegas, that had to have been lucky. And it was. It was. But can you imagine email? You know how quickly you would find out? Boy, and people are getting their test scores quickly, too. Everything's email now. Gosh, I had to wait. You know, hoping I'd get asked to prom, you had to wait for someone to call you. You had to wait. And I waited. And I waited. Yeah, it finally happened, but I sure had to wait. You don't have to wait anymore. You don't have to wait for anything. You don't have to wait for food. Yeah, you can just go fast food, eat it. You don't have to wait, you know, to hear from your mother. Right? She could call you, text you. You don't have to wait for a letter. You know, letters are really the thing of the past. Remember, you know, you'd write a letter to your boyfriend. You know, you'd try to do your best handwriting. Me, my handwriting stinks, you know, but I wanted to make sure my handwriting was as good as possible. Right? You didn't want to type. Typing was so insincere. It was so cold. You wanted to do handwriting. You wanted to do cursive, put little hearts for the eyes. Then you'd spray it with some perfume. Lightly, though, you didn't want to look like you sprayed it with perfume. I accidentally sprayed, you know, directly on it that the ink blurred, you know, so I had to write it over again. But you just want it light. So then they go, okay, that's her perfume and it smells of her, right? And then you would, you know, seal it with a kiss. Yeah, we're gonna say goodbye for the summer. Anyway, now you know, no emotion now. It's, hey, babe. You know, even my husband. Well, what do you want for dinner? You know, I mean, you know, we'll write each other love. You know, like I love you. We'll do maybe XOXO. You know, but it's nothing like the cute little notes, right? The problem is with my husband, it always corrects his spelling. You know, I'd be like, oh, honey, I love you, but really, it's I before E except after C. Okay. Anyway, you know, interesting about UCLA and the acceptance letters. With medical schools, many people, you know, you get rejected. You send out your acceptance letters. People accept. They accept. And then the people that didn't make it, because there's only X number of spots, you know, get their denial letters. Well, the year that, I guess the year after, I think the year that followed me in medical school, apparently, one or two people who accepted declined and decided not to go to the medical school. So a couple days before school started, the school had two spots to fill. And so one of my buddies, who had been rejected and had really not applied to any other school, got a note saying, you're in. And he calls me up frantic going, medical school starts in 36 hours. I was just notified I'm in. What do I do? Where do I live? And I'm like, come live with us. You know, we'll put a mattress in the living room and we'll make this work. And I mean, you know, we all shared books, et cetera. But, boy, can you imagine thinking you're not going to go to medical school, have to come up with plans for that year and then, you know, get a call even, somebody canceled, you got a spot and you know, you didn't care. All right. I mean, if somebody told me, luckily I was accepted from what I understood in the first group, which is good, but I couldn't care less. If I was the last group, if I was a second thought, I didn't care. You want to get into medical school. And nobody knows. You know, when you finish medical school, nobody really knows. Nobody asks, Dahlia, Dr. Dahlia, were you at the top of the class? Yes, I was. I was at the top 99% of the class. Oh, very nice. So only 1% of the class was below you. Yep, that was me. You know, there's a saying, C equals MD. You know, many of us, right, who were very, very scholastic and overachievers all throughout school, straight A's. If I got an A minus, I would cry. I mean, that was the type of student I was. Well, you go to medical school and you get your first C and you panic. I mean, students were crying in class. They got a C. You know, they keep saying, look, guys, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you get a C, C plus, B, B plus. When you graduate, nobody cares. Nobody looks at your grades. It was like the final, you know, travel or trip of your whole scholastic career, and grades didn't, they mattered because you still had to pass. I mean, people got kicked out of medical school. People failed. It's pretty easy to fail medical school. But you didn't have to fight to get the A. Now, for residency programs, sometimes they go, oh, well, were you at the top of your class or not? But for me, I was like, no. You know, I'm going to go into family medicine. Hopefully everybody's cool. I'm not going to be competitive. I'm not going to fight. I want to make friends. I want to like school, and I'm glad I did that. You know, did I get straight A's in medical school? No, I didn't. I didn't. I aced my nutrition test. I remember that. But I had problems with biochemistry. Biochemistry was tough. And what was very interesting about biochemistry is where you look at, you know, the body's mechanics and ATP and how it burns energy. But what was very interesting, and I've told you guys this story. When I went to medical school, it was the first time I didn't have a job. All right. I had worked all through college, and I worked 2-3 jobs in college. And it was just something I had to do. I had to support myself. I had to, you know, buy my car with no air conditioning, had to help support my family, send money to certain family members. It was just something that, you know, I liked doing, I had to do, and it was just, I didn't think twice about it. Well, you go to medical school and you don't work. It's medical school, for crying out loud. You're not going to hold a job. You're not going to get distracted. I mean, you're going to be up in the middle of the night working on cadavers. You don't have time to work. Well, my first semester, the grades started to drop. I didn't know why. I mean, here I was, a straight A student my whole life, 1450 on my SATs, graduating honors program, cum laude, even while working. I just was one of those overachievers. I don't think I was the smartest person by any means, but I really dug school. I really dug academics. So I'm in medical school, right? I don't party. I open up the books, I study, and I have trouble with biochemistry. I get a D on my first test. Now, I go in and I talk to the teacher going, whoa, I've never gotten a D in my life. I mean, did you put D because you were trying to write my name Dahlia? You know, was it because, you know, you could tell my bra size? He's like, no, you probably, you know, are in a different realm. I don't know what, you know, what's different about your life now in medical school. I go, I'm not working. I've always had two jobs. I worked for the EPA, I worked at Jack in the Box flipping burgers, I tutored, I've just always worked. I was a secretary, was a marketing rep, I always worked. He's like, well, I don't know, but you know, you better quit making jokes in the back of the class, and I know you know this material because you had it in college, and I'm like, you know what, I left that day and I go, I'm going to get a job. Now, it actually worked out good because my brother was going to college at the time, and he couldn't apply for student loans because nobody would co-sign, so he needed money for school. So I'm like, fine, I'll work, I'll wait tables, give you the money. Who knows, maybe it'll help my grades. I went from you know, D's, B's, et cetera, to all A's. Waiting tables while I was in medical school, my grades turned overnight. Now, why? Why would that happen? The only thing I could think about it is my body or my mind worked on stress. I mean, I just needed to have that, oh, I only have 2 hours to study type of mentality, as opposed to being in school all day, coming home at 5 o'clock, and then studying all night. And so my shift was I waited tables at Tony Roma's. That was one of my jobs, right? Ribs, also served drinks, sometimes worked behind the bar. And I worked from 5 to 11, went home, studied till 2, went to bed, woke up, aced, so I worked up until my second year, until, you know, doctors at the school were like, Dahlia, you can't be working, okay? You got to try going to school without working, even though my grades were good. You know, because you got to get ready for third year where you're going to be in the hospital. So I did, and, you know, my grades fell to B's. But isn't that interesting how, and I'm not saying this because I want you all to go, oh, well, Dr. Dahlia, you were such a good student. No, I wasn't. Just some of us really work well with stress. You know, you wonder. All right, let's get to some medical news when we come back in your questions. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. And thank you also for being patient. I know many of you send me emails. Let's try to get to a couple right now. Dr. Dahlia, I think I'm at the point where I need blood pressure medication. When I put my arm in the machine at the drugstore, I come up over 150. Which blood pressure medication is the best? I get asked this a lot. You know, patients come in going, okay, well, Dahlia, if you're going to put me on a blood pressure medicine, put me on the best. Okay, like there's, you know, the gold, and then there's the silver and the bronze medal of the blood pressure medicines. Listen, to me, they're all good. All right, they're all good. There are some that are better than others, and we've talked about the different blood pressure medicines. For example, there's one class of blood pressure medicine, the ACE inhibitors, where a side effect could be coughing. a dry cough. We've talked about that. The ones that end in ill, benazepril, zestril, lisinopril, enalapril. So those could give you a dry cough. Yet there's a newer brand, a class of the ARBs, the angiotensin receptor blockers, that don't have the cough. So somebody could say those are better. All right, but, you know, what makes a good medicine? Or what makes a medicine good? Well, one is it has to work, right? Number two, there has to be, very little side effects, okay? You know, it has to be tolerable. But number three, it also has to be affordable. So when somebody, you know, when somebody says, my doctor said this is the best medicine, all right, you know, is it best for the heart? Is it best for the kidneys? Is it best for your pocketbook? So unfortunately, I can't say that one class is better than another because it all depends on why you need the blood pressure medicine. Now, just to quickly review, we've talked about this. When somebody has high blood pressure, the doctor or the medical provider needs to figure out why the blood pressure is high. And based on that, they could figure out which class of medicines to use. And we've talked about this. Some of you that are longtime listeners of the Dr. Dolly Show, I apologize if I'm repeating anything. But like, for example, FDR, when he had high blood pressure, all they had at the time were diuretics. So they would dehydrate him. You'd use water pills, Lasix, hydrochlorothiazide, etc. So they'd use water pills to dehydrate him. He still ended up having a hemorrhagic stroke. His blood pressure was still high, although they think he died of malignant melanoma. If you take a look at his pictures, he has a mole above his left eyebrow. That was a malignant melanoma, we believe. But some say he died of a hemorrhagic stroke. Others think he died of the malignant melanoma. And, of course, the melanoma could have also caused him to hemorrhage. So, you know, a variety of things could have been going on. But back then, all they had is a diuretic. So the thinking is to, if you dehydrate, less fluid coming down the pipe, you could lower the blood pressure. Now, these medicines are still out there. We use these medicines. But sometimes, especially for those of you that live in the desert areas, it may not be an overhydration issue. So we were taught in medical school years ago, first-line blood pressure medicine, you give everybody a water pill. And I'm like, but what? Really? It's 115 degrees outside. Really? And, you know, some of these diuretics, you can't go out in the sun. So, you know, I'm dealing with the desert community because I live in southern Nevada. And I have to, you know, start putting a patient on water. I'm like, I don't know if I want to start a water pill. Right? Well, if you don't want to do the water pill, then use the beta blockers. Now, beta blockers are like your atenolol, your labetalol, propranolol, etc. Those slow down the heart rate. Okay, the reason behind that is if your heart rate is going quickly, you slow it down, the pressure falls. Great medicine, one of the cardiologist's favorite medications, because, you know, if you're having a heart attack, a lot of times we will lower your heart rate. So, you know, your heart gets a chance to pump, fill up with blood, and work. We found some of these medicines prevent sudden death, even after heart attack. They're great groups of medicines. But what if your heart rate isn't fast? I mean, if your heart rate resting is 65 to 70 and normal is 70, I don't think I want to lower your heart rate anymore. So, you know, you'll hear, you know, people say, oh, my favorite medication are the beta blockers. That is the best blood pressure medicine out there. Okay, but that doesn't mean that's going to be the best for you. Okay, if you aren't fluid overloaded, you probably don't need the diuretic. All right, although diuretics sometimes help assist some of these blood pressure medicines are working better. That's a whole other story, though. That's blood pressure 102. We're doing blood pressure 101. But if your heart rate's not high, you know, your blood pressure, when you said your blood pressure is over 150, I'm assuming you're talking about your systolic. Systolic is your pumping pressure. Your bottom number, your diastolic, is your filling pressure. So if your, you know, systolic is 150, yes, a beta blocker could help that. But if your heart rate isn't fast, I wouldn't go on that medication because we don't want to lower your heart rate too low. Yeah, it may help a little bit. Okay, well, the next class of medicine that was discovered then was your calcium channel blockers, which we talk about. These medications relax the arteries. So your heart could have a normal amount of fluid, could have a normal rate, but when it beats against a stiffer pipe. And that stiffer pipe needs to be relaxed. Now, those types of blood pressure patients are the ones that, A, I think have the more genetic blood pressure, and B, those are the ones whose blood pressure has gradually increased. Because when your pipes stiffen, your arteries stiffen, let's say, okay? You know, that's chronic. It doesn't happen very quickly. And so these medications relax your blood vessels. Your blood pressure can come down nicely. Very little side effects except sometimes you relax so much, your blood vessels relax that you get a little bit of swelling in your ankles. So many people taking Lotrel, which is a combination of an ACE inhibitor plus these calcium channel blockers, or Cardizem, Diltiazem, Norvasc, Amlodipine, any of these medicines, I'm mixing brand and generic up, they'll say, my ankles are swelling. My ankles are swelling. And then the doctor will say, oh, well, let's put you on a water pill. It could be the calcium channel blocker. So maybe that medication is just, you know, relaxing the vessels too much. Now, one of the most common groups of blood pressure patients are those of you that you walk around usually normal, 120 over 70. And to me, I like blood pressure being 120 over 70 or below. I like that, not too low. We don't want you lower than 100 over 60, but still, 120 over 70, nice round number, okay? And you go to the doctor and you spike up to 150. Or you, you know, talk to your mother on the phone and you spike up. Okay, you know, my patient's like, I don't get it. If you're going to have high blood pressure, then you have high blood pressure all the time. You know, if not, then it's white coat hypertension. So, Dolly, I don't have a blood pressure problem. No. When you have these spikes, I get very nervous. The spikes can sometimes be worse than you gradually having high blood pressure and your body used to it. Okay, when you spike, you can pop blood vessels in your eyes and you get a hypertensive retinopathy, we call it. You could be at risk for stroke, heart attack. You know, you wonder, many people that get strokes first thing in the morning, is it because of a blood pressure spike? Maybe they have sleep apnea, they cut off the air supply, end up having a blood pressure spike, etc. And I know we've talked about this at length, but there are some new listeners, and for example, this gentleman, so what would be the best blood pressure medicine? In this particular case, if you're a spiker, then you would probably need the angiotensin renin blocker or an ACE inhibitor. Now, what these medicines do is you have a system in place that we talked about. It's called your angiotensin renin system, where let's say your kidneys are noticing less blood coming to them. Let's say you got shot and you're bleeding, right? Or something else is going on. Your kidneys are like, wait a second, we need to up the pressure. And so it sends this cascade of hormones and chemicals that'll cause your blood vessels to constrict, right? And you know, kind of keep that blood pressure up. Well, in some people, as we age, we don't maintain that system well, and you start getting these spikes. So these medications, like your benazepril, Zestril, etc., stop that cascade from happening. And it is starting to become one of the favorite groups of medications. They're inexpensive. They work well. Very little side effects, except for the dry cough that some people get, or always needing to clear their throat. And like I said, a newer class is out there called the ARBs. Your Hyzar, Diovan, Cozar, Benicar, Atacand, etc. Those medications, you don't seem to have the cough, and they work fairly well. So somebody could say those are now the best medications. Honestly, as you can see with what I reviewed, it really depends on why your blood pressure is high. But many of us, as we age, if our mom and dad have high blood pressure, we're aging, we're starting to get high blood pressure, I think the last two medicines probably would be the ones your doctor would start if your heart rate's normal and your fluid's normal. Now, many of these medications we do add a little water pill to because we notice it helps and the blood pressure comes down. But keep in mind, if you do take the water pill, you're diuresing, you're urinating more, you lose potassium, and you need to keep that potassium up. Potassium now is the big thing of 2012, keeping your potassium levels good. So get your bananas in, your oranges in, etc. Great question, guys. Keep them coming. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We got more.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes, revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at March for Babies.
Oh.
Welcome back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. A big thanks to XM and Trevor Oliver for allowing us to be on XM, where everybody could hear us worldwide, which is very exciting. A big thanks to all our affiliates that have been tuning in. And if the Dr. Dahlia Show is not in your local city or town, please contact your local news talk station. Email them, call them, tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show in to their town. There is no other show like ours. I wonder why. And I'm not saying it's because it's good. It's just we don't have a lot of people available. There's not a lot of doctors that want to take time away from their office, right, you know, and lose money to go on air and answer people's medical questions. I mean, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, I think, makes a lot of money from CNN and Dr. Drew. I mean, these guys are great. They're gifted, but there's not a lot of people that do this. It would be nice, you know, very nice for doctors to, you know, in all their cities, respectively, go on air, answer people's medical questions. Many people don't have insurance, you know, get some advice, know where to go, because, you know, you don't want to go, you know, like people will say, Dr. Dahlia, I don't have any insurance, yet I'm having pain. I can't tell if it's tooth. I can't tell if it's sinus. It's very difficult to answer those questions on air, but I can understand it would be nice to get it right the first time. You don't want to go to a dentist, and the dentist says, nope, it's sinus. Sorry. You know, and you don't want to go to your regular doctor when it could be dental. So, you know, it's nice to be able to save you money, et cetera. And it's nice to be able to answer your questions. And I just love being on air and I love doing it. So answering your medical questions is something I hope to do for years on end. I hope Donovan will work with me the whole time. We got Donovan working the dials. He's great. But I wonder if, you know, there's going to be enough doctors. Looks like another study came out. This is being reported by the Chicago Tribune, saying a majority of young doctors feel very pessimistic about the future of the U.S. healthcare system. So not only are we as Americans as a whole worried, looks like doctors, and we know doctors have been upset, but even the new doctors, right? These new, bright-eyed, bubbly, bouncing-the-step doctors like I used to be are getting pretty pessimistic. Now, even though the new healthcare law was cited as the main reason, and many of us are hoping that, you know, it gets overturned, I think students are realizing even if it is overturned, we got a huge problem ahead of us. Nearly half of the 500 doctors surveyed think that the Affordable Health Care Act, right, will have a negative effect on the practices compared to 23% who think it'll be positive. Of the 53% of young doctors who are pessimistic, 34% cite the new healthcare law regulations as a reason for pessimism. Other reasons include declining reimbursement for doctors and a decrease in incomes. Now, you know, I'm kind of shocked that that would be a reason, because for many of us that went to medical school, we were poor. I was poor, you know, before I went to medical school, I was poor during school. So for me to see a loss of money, I mean, it could only get better from where I was. So when I was being told by doctors, oh, you're not going to make the money that doctors made in the 80s, I'm like, I don't care. If I could make $60,000 a year, I mean, you know how happy I would be. So to me, everything was upward. Everything was up. So I'm kind of shocked that new doctors, young doctors, you know, would be concerned about that. Because also, you know, most of us that go to medical school, we're not doing it for the money. I know people think, oh, you're going to medical school. But no, I mean, it's been established now over the last 10 plus years that most doctors don't bring in the bucks. And with the fear of lawsuits and losing your home and losing everything, you know, no, it's not one of the most lucrative fields. Okay, true. You do plastic surgery, you're going to be making some bucks. Okay, I mean, even in recessions, these guys are making money. Okay, you become, you know, you go into surgery. I just love surgery. Surgery's fun. But yeah, you know, surgeons, yeah, they make bucks. So true, there are, you know, definite specialists that are making money. And true, you have a little bit more job security as a doctor, even when you're frontline making less than the other doctors, you know, because if you could be your own boss, et cetera, and there's such a scarcity of doctors now that you're pretty much going to, you know, find a job. So, yes, there are economic advantages, but not like it used to be. And so I'm kind of, you know, shocked that that would be one of the things brought up. They said some were optimistic. The reasons for optimism included better patient care and that the United States was moving in the right direction with the healthcare system. The survey was commissioned by the Physicians Foundation, a nonprofit organization. I wonder if they didn't ask me. Oh, you know why they didn't ask me? Because I'm not young. Yeah, I guess young physicians, maybe you have to be in your 20s or 30s. I don't know. Okay. So, well, what does that mean? Well, you know, when your doctor loses hope, you're in trouble. Listen, we know the healthcare system is flawed. We spend a great amount of time talking about this, but we still want people going into the field. Okay, I mean, thank God we have great nurse practitioners and physician assistants, you know, and many of them seem happy, you know, and they seem content. But we are really having a heck of a time attracting people to go into the medical field. Now, an earlier study years ago, one of the big things cited before Obamacare was lawsuits. You know, why go through, and you know, we've talked about all the years of schooling, right? You know, you finish high school, then you go to college for 4 years. Although now, for some reason, college has turned into a 5-year undergrad program. Why is that happening? Boy, that's a ripoff. Yeah, my brother, his undergrad, 5 years. 5 years? Where did they squeeze the extra year out of you? Well, anyway, luckily, I only had to do 4 years of undergrad. Then after 4 years of undergrad, you go to medical school for 4 years. After medical school, great, you get your MD. It's nice to have an MD, that's great, but you can't practice until you do a residency. And for most states, most programs, you have to do at least 3 years. You know, so you're looking at 11 years minimum post-high school. Then you have an extra 11 years, not to mention the money, not to mention the student loans, right? And, you know, getting needle sticks and being exposed to HIV and hepatitis and tuberculosis and anything that comes around the bend. You know, I mean, you have to really love medicine. You know, that's why when people say, oh, you know, these doctors are just doing it for the money, I got to tell you, those people get weeded out pretty quickly. They fall off the shaky bridge pretty quickly. You need to really love what you're doing to be going through what we went through with the 36-plus hour shifts, your senior attendings yelling at you and screaming at you, getting hit with instruments. And like I told you, one of the doctors stabbed me with one of the needles when he was smacking me in the hand in the middle of the night while we were doing a gunshot wound to the abdomen, a repair of the bowel. You know, I mean, you have to really want to help people and really want to be a doctor to put up with that kind of crap. And then to graduate being in a slew of debt, then going into more debt because you have to, you know, get licensed and you have to get a building and you have to hire staff, etc. You know, and then to be finally starting to make a little bit of headway on your loans, making a little bit of headway, right, to then get slapped with the pending Obamacare looming. Right? Well, we're going to tell you doctors how to practice, and we're not going to protect you liability-wise. You know, and then the crappy insurance rates from the insurance companies. No, it's not. But I'm sure any of you teachers listening will say, huh, you got to hear what I'm putting up in my field. You know, and you truckers out there. And I mean, so I know many of you guys, you know, they say, look, Dahlia, sorry, can't throw any pity your way. We got our own set of problems, and I know you do. I know you do. But it's just, you know, how do you attract people to want to go into the medical field? There's not a lot of incentive. It used to be money. People would say, look, I'll take the risk, I'll deal with the hassles and the lawsuits, and I'll deal with the patients and the insurance companies, because I'm still going to make more money. And I, you know, no, it's not like that anymore. So many people are like, Dahlia, it's not worth it. I don't want to put up with what the doctors are putting up with. It's not worth it. I'll go into something else. And they are. So I don't know how you'll attract people to stay in medicine. You know, luckily, radio is a great outlet for me, because when I get mad at an insurance company or I get ticked off with what the government's doing, I could go on air and I could complain about it. It's a great outlet. I get to talk to you guys. You guys get to talk to me. You write me. I get to write back. And, you know, it's great. I get to, you know, Donovan. Donovan's my psychologist every night. You know, yeah. And so, you know, for me, I have an outlet. But you're noticing that many doctors, they have an outlet. They have a whole other job. Right? They do something, you know, it used to be golf, but golf is too expensive. Many of them, they actually have another job. They have another business on the side. Because many doctors think they're going to be leaving medicine. So this...
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.